Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn, along with Corey Marino and the Sultan of Safeties, the iconic acting legend, Fred Dreyer, coming to you live from the CRN Talk Studios. We're live on Facebook, and we're going to get right into it. Fred, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. The sun is out. It's beautiful. It's not too hot, not too cold. I have no complaints in life.
Well, that is good news. This is a big week. Lots of things going on. Are any of you guys sad that the All-Star game is over? Did you guys catch that?
You know, I was sad when I realized that they didn't hit the deciding home run test in the second inning instead of the ninth inning.
So that's a big talking point right now. They implemented the new ball strike challenge system, and they had a home run derby hit off when it was tied after nine.
Yeah, 6-6 tie.
So what do you guys think about that? I mean, it was kind of epic. I didn't watch it. I saw the highlights.
Well, it's a great way to say, you know something, either the game's going predictably, it's boring, it's tiring, we don't want to see it anymore, it's too long, or whatever you have. It's always great for someone to say, hey, let's have a home run contest and get out of here and go home.
You know that where they really dropped the ball, and this is something you pointed out, Corey, the irony is that they have two of the iconic, you know, names in baseball in Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers and Aaron Judge of the Yankees. That would have been an iconic, you know, showdown.
Yeah.
But they were both gone.
Yeah,
so it kind of shows you.
Beat the traffic.
So if the players don't care too much to stay there for the end of the All-Star game, I don't know why they should expect the fans to. But we got a lot of other things to talk about. They did have a moment with Clayton Kershaw, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, he went in the second inning, pitched to two batters, and they had him mic'd up, and he was talking to the John Smoltz, calling his pitches, and then Dave Roberts came and got him for the last time. It'll probably be his last All-Star game, and he pitched to two guys, and he was calling out his pitches, and he struck one out and then threw one right down the middle that should have been hit a home run, but ended up not being swung at. It was pretty fun.
That is good stuff. Guys, you're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. We are live on Facebook, 790 KABC, Saturdays at 6 p.m., Sirius Channel 217 and XM Channel 203. Stick around. We got a lot more to talk about. Be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn alongside Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer, the man himself. I think we probably talked up enough about the All-Star game. We do have other baseball news to get into. One interesting thing I did see was the two teams that decided to pay All-Star bonuses to players who got snubbed from the All-Star game, even though their stats would have suggested that they probably should have made it. One was Nathan Eovaldi for the Texas Rangers, and then the other was Christopher Sanchez of the Philadelphia Phillies. Neither of them were named to the All-Star team, but they did still get paid out by their respective owners an All-Star bonus.
What was the explanation on that?
Well, you know, it's a popularity contest with the players being largely voted in by the fans and then only having so many spaces. So I guess team ownership just wanted to show appreciation and value what the what their players were doing for them this season, so they wanted to honor that contract clause, which is kind of a bummer when they, you know, by no fault of their own, are left out of the All-Star game.
Well, I've always said it. It's the ownership started the league. It's their rules and regulations. They can do whatever they want, and they do.
I mean, what do you think that says to it? Like, that really, you would think that would endear, you know, players to ownership to see that kind of, you know, it's a good look. There's a lot of greed that goes on in sports. So to see an ownership willing to pay out a clause that they didn't have to, you know, it's something to be said for ownership,
well,
right?
You know, they can do what they want. You know, I mean, it doesn't influence me one way or another.
And it also could come from not a sense of greed, but Christopher Sanchez got $50,000 and Nathan Eovaldi got $100,000. That's drops in the buckets to them.
Right.
So they could just look good, and we're giving them the time of day right now. And the next time they go to sign, they sign these are good starting pitchers. And next time they go to, and they have that clause in there, kind of like, look, we're very good ownership to our players, and we like you guys. But I like it as well, because it is people who have the most votes, and it's usually the bigger market teams, and so you can get left out when you're not the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or anybody else like the Cubs. They get a lot more fans voting. So This is a way to show them, like, look good on both ends and help your players just get a little extra cash.
Well, it also good. Adds as a leverage for whoever wants to use it that way.
Right.
You know, I remember in my years in the league, they had a situation where if you got the most sacks on a team, then you got a bonus. And that was it wasn't anything more than that, and it gets blown out of proportion, and one thing leads to another, and you wind up standing in front of a press crew and trying to explain yourself that you're taking a bribe of some sort, you know, and but it's all part of the dance of pro sports.
Yeah, it is so much publicity, and like you said, Corey, it's very inexpensive, good publicity when it comes to fostering the image that players and other teams may want to come visit you. I feel like the Ravens have a pretty good image when it comes to that. But sticking on the baseball front, there's some news coming out about a player that may not want to be welcomed back into a clubhouse, and that's former Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias. And he wants to start playing MLB again after just being reinstated from his domestic violence suspension. He's going to be officially reinstated by MLB on Thursday after he served out his suspension, which was, I believe it was 19. Well, his first one was 20 games, and now this one was the entire season last year.
Yeah, the entire 2024 season.
Yeah, he's 28 years old. He wants to get back in. He's got Scott Boras as an agent, so I'm sure
he's got the right guy.
Right.
He definitely does.
What are your thoughts on this? It's such a public publicity nightmare for teams. I mean, we've seen it in football with Deshaun Watson and then, sadly, Justin Tucker. But, you know, we saw the other side of the coin. We were talking about Trevor Bauer, who was wrongfully accused. Now he's playing in Japan with an inflated ERA. He's apparently not wanted back in the MLB, even though he was kind of proven innocent recently. So do you think that is any kind of, I don't know, will that help Julio Urias' case to get back in the league? Will they look into it further? Do you think guys with this type of, you know, he's been suspended twice for it. Should he be in the league?
Well, again,
that's loaded.
That's up to the Owners Association and the Players Association. I'm sure players, you know, it's not really a hot topic for the NFLPA, Players Association, to have a player that has two strikes against him like this. The one thing the league won't tolerate, they'll cut somebody's rising
his numbers were good.
Well, yeah, I mean, his pitching is outstanding. His character isn't. Is that the way it is? Are we going to let him back in? Or do we just say, you know, well, you had your shot, goodbye? And then he can always say, like, Boras is going to fight for him. Boras is going to take it probably to the public, you know.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how this thing unfolds. They got to pick their time wisely in order to make a stand for him. The league just will not tolerate domestic violence of any kind.
Do you think there's any, because it's like with Trevor Bauer, he was kind of cast aside and playing in Japan, even though he's now proven innocent, well, at least in the eyes of many. But in football, they seem to be more forgiving. Is it because it's a gridiron sport? It's like a warrior mentality. Maybe they're more forgiving of that. I mean, I know they even brought back Kareem Hunt. He was left for dead by the Chiefs, and now he's back with them. Even though I believe there was some pretty incriminating evidence of him like striking a female, and now he's back in the good graces of the league, and nobody talks about it anymore.
Well, what about the running back from the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, Ray Rice, he hasn't been welcomed back.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, maybe he's going to make an attempt to come back and have a career after all these years. But he knocked his girlfriend out in an elevator.
Oh, it was bad. Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and I'll get to you, Corey. I do want to say this, though, because that's a great point, and it's something to illustrate, because there's no accountability, and they let all these guys back in the league. Ray Rice, he wanted to get back in. He's not Colin Kaepernick. He's not trying to come back anymore. But he has turned his life around, and he's actually he goes around counseling youth, and he's allowed this. He's married to that same fiance now, and they've got a happy family, and he realizes that was part of God's plan for him, to humble him, to bring him down, to make him be a better man. But the players that get away with it and are allowed to stay in the league, it just appeases that behavior, and they never change.
Did he marry that girl?
Yeah.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were engaged at the time.
I don't know.
I hope they're still married. They were last I heard.
I don't know how long or how important that is. The fact is that he beat his girlfriend up or he beat his wife up in an elevator. I mean, you know, pick your spot. But most of the time, the guys that do this are on their way out. And I think on this Urias problem, this Julio Urias, will he be instated by Major League Baseball on Thursday after serving domestic violence suspensions? It remains to be seen. Should he? I don't know. I mean, my heart hasn't been bleeding for the guy to get back.
Well, if he does, maybe it'll be in a very small stadium, something the Tampa Bay Rays can relate to. Stick around. You're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton sitting in for Mike Horn with Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer. On CRNTalk.com, you can find us on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, XM Sirius App Channel 967, and of course every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific on 790 KABC. Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on XM Channel 203. We were talking about Julio Urias trying to get back in the league in baseball. People talk about the Dodgers all the time, so they're well known. Tampa Bay Rays, it's a small market team, yet they keep hanging in there every year, to my dismay as an Oriole fan. They're hanging in there right now. They're 50-47 at the time of this recording, but in the thick of the playoff race. And currently, if they were to make the playoffs, if the season ended now, they'd be scheduled to play in a 10,046-seat stadium, which is their spring training stadium at Steinbrenner Field, which is actually the spring training stadium for the New York Yankees. And MLB has approved this now. What can you – I mean, the atmosphere there, what can you – what do you think that would do to a player to be playing in front of such a small stadium in a playoff game?
You've been in front of 10,000 or 110,000, you know, there's a difference. But is there a difference that makes that much difference if you have just a tight 10,000 fans in the grandstands, and I don't know. I've played in front of a lot of fans, and then not so many. What's kind of worse, I remember years ago we played. I think it was Cleveland or Philadelphia, and Philadelphia and Eagles and. This was hilarious. The Pittsburgh Steelers in 1969 played at Pitt Stadium. That's where, you know, the college team right. plays. So they played at Pitt Stadium. It had been raining the whole week, and they said, "Oh, don't worry about anything, folks. It's going to be okay." So we came out for the punting teams. And we walked out, and all of us just sank just up to our ankles.
Oh, wow.
In mud. So we said, "Oh, well, what the hell? What are you going to do? We might as well just jump in and have fun." We came out, and not only was the field miserable, but there was like 10 people in the end zone watching us. It was an eerie sight. You could hear a guy coughing up on a 50-yard line. You know,
fan. It's kind of a fun environment to play as a player, right?
Yeah, it is. And you really get once you get going. If it's a good game, that's one thing. But if it's not a good game and the home team's losing, then you start to hear the cat calls. It's hilarious. And it's one of my highlights as a player years ago. But most of the time, they're going to make sure those seats have asses in them. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. And then we'll get to you, Corey, if you got any thoughts. But that's from the player's perspective. But obviously from the owner's perspective, you've talked always this show. It's their prerogative, what they want to do. The fact that they're agreeing to this is surprising because they're sacrificing a lot of dollars to only have 10,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, they are. But that falls under the category of gross incompetence. So that's one of the reasons. That's the early years of the NFL. And sure enough, You know, we beat the Steelers, which brought on conversation up and down the offense and defensive lines, jokes about how bad it was. It was almost like playing on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
So at least you had something that tastes good.
So we had a lot of fun laughing it up. And in the meantime, you couldn't, by 3 minutes into the game, you could not tell one player from another.
Isn't Lambeau Field pretty, what's the capacity in that? Isn't that one of the smaller stadiums in terms of seating?
Yeah. Well, it was, but they expanded it, I think, a while back, and it's a good stadium now, you know. But, you know, that tricks people into thinking, okay, we're gonna have a new stadium next year. We're gonna have a new field. We're gonna have AstroTurf. And we're never going to have this embarrassment again of being swamped by the weather and the mud and all of that. We're going to have good drainage. It was still two crappy teams playing, you know. Now they're playing on a flooded, you know, surface of this
artificial
sort. And I'd rather play in the mud.
Right.
Surprisingly, Lambeau is actually the second largest with 81,441.
Oh, I guess that would be after the renovation. I guess they're so crammed together, they don't actually have seats.
They fill that place up for local football games.
Wow. I remember.
The Bears have the smallest with 61.
Yeah.
That's the smallest?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember in 10th grade, I was still on JV before I got called up, and we had an undefeated season. We lost one game that season, and it was during a hurricane when there was literally probably 6 inches of water. Greg Kessler, man, where are you at? He dropped the game winning touchdown, and we ended up losing 6-0. But it was on a touchdown and missed extra point. It was horrible.
That's an embarrassing victory.
Yeah, yeah, for them. But yeah, we lost. And then one of our friends, he got home and he realized that the roof of his apartment had been blown off while we were playing. I couldn't believe they were letting us play. There wasn't any lightning yet, but that was one of the funnest games and most memorable.
But we were hoping that that a storm would come by and lift the team up, over and out.
Yeah. We need a rim shot. Well, somebody who is helping his high school team in his hometown attempting to is not being rewarded for it. Probably players who have done worse things off the field are being rewarded more than Teddy Bridgewater is, who was recently suspended, if you can be suspended, as a volunteer coach, you know, from his high school. It's his alma mater. I believe his son goes there now. Corey, you were following this story. What happened?
So last year he decided to be the head coach at the Miami Northwestern Senior High School, and this year he took to Facebook he asked for donations because he said last year I paid out of my pocket over $100,000 in expenses for training camp and Ubers and meals for kids and students that usually didn't come well fed or well clothed and didn't have like the right equipment on. And then he spent over a grand and a half on recovery and then the Ubers. And then he paid $300 a week just to get the field painted so it looked like they'd be playing at a nice field. And someone, the Florida High School Athletic Association, said coaches are not permitted to provide considerable impermissible benefits. And even though he was a volunteer and wasn't an employee, he's still the head coach. Right. So they're kind of getting
around. Coaches can't.
Yeah,
coaches can't. But I mean, can team sponsors? What are your thoughts on this, Fred? I mean, he's trying to do a good thing. He's coaching for free. He's putting his money in to try to give his players a better chance to win, and then he gets punished for it.
What's that that website you can go on and if you want to make a movie or you want to do something?
Oh, GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
That's all he's got to do.
Yeah. Well, he did something similar, right? What, he went on Facebook and he's trying to raise
funds? Well, that's what he was. That's not like, that's how he kind of got like caught, or like how people knew about it, is because he went on Facebook and then just said what he did last year. And he's like, if anyone wants to help so I don't have to do $100,000 by myself again. The community, like, he's like, if he's like, I'll do it, but like, he didn't, like, of course.
You almost wonder.
He's in a good position. He's I understand, a good citizen, you know.
Yeah.
And he'll have probably enough money to do what he wants to do this year.
Well, he's getting a lot of support from the community,
right?
Talking about him closing the gap between students and a way to get to practice, pregame meals. I didn't think he did anything wrong. He's got a lot of support, but I have to wonder if it was that Facebook message, if maybe some bitter person in the community said, you made millions in NFL. Why are you asking us to help? You should be paying for it. If somebody like that was maybe behind the effort to get him suspended, you know, because there's a lot of bitter people out there that don't like somebody who is perceived as not in this world. But, like, you know.
Or from a rival school, thinking, like, why do their players get that?
Right. Yeah.
When mine don't.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. You just don't know.
Well, you tell them. You explain it to them and just say, I'm going to do this because the guys need it. And I'm here to help. And I'm fortunate that I can help. And if anybody wants to do that for their respective teams and their sports interests, let me know. Maybe I can help too.
Yeah, he ended up did saying, even if I'm not the coach on the field, he'll volunteer and send the money from the bleachers.
Yeah, no, we need more people like that, not less. And when you see something like this happen, it definitely doesn't encourage people to do the right thing with their money.
They want to kill every great idea.
Yes, they do. But we got a ton more great ideas. We got a lot of people following on Facebook. We're going to get to them on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com, FredDreyerShow.com. You can catch him at The Real Fred Dreyer and at Fred_Dreyer. We'll be right back on CRN Talk.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn, along with Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer. We got a lot of people listening live on Facebook. We've got Elisa from Italy, finally taking a 1 a.m. pleasant fresh air walk, I'm assuming. Got at the house, listening to the show. I'm glad you can breathe, Elisa. We got Martine. Hi, Fred, Corey, and Jeremy. Greetings from Cape Canaveral. Got Rachel, Joan, Gay, Shelley. Hello, Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, and of course Fred Dreyer. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great with the listeners like you. Keep coming.
Sounds like Joey Tribbiani. Hello, everyone. Hope you are all well. That's Chris Cortez. We got Nikki from Nebraska checking in. We got Jenny Wilcox Chase. She got a question for you, Fred.
Good.
She says, "Hey, Fred, what do you think of Kurt Warner coming in as a coach for the Rams?" That's an interesting thought.
He's going to be coaching quarterbacks, I take it.
She just says coach, any coach. You got to start somewhere.
Well, you know, today they try to maximize the passing game, and sometimes you can get a coach or a player like Warner who's prolific as a player over his course of his career. And they can give insight to receivers and running backs, and coaches too. But they bring these players, these ex-players like Warner, who was a terrific citizen, and also a great quarterback, very very cool, very calm, and he has. He brings with it a the spine of a real competent player, and I think that's a good move. You know, I mean, not that I say it, but I'm sure that there's a reason that a specific reason that they're bringing him on board. He does a very good job. I've seen him comment on games.
Yeah, if he were to become a coach, that would certainly be great. I believe he's still with the NFL Network, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But yeah, we need more guys like him, like a Clayton Kershaw, very humble, godly, God fearing, just somebody who stands for the right things and is not going to get caught.
Right.
Well, who knows? Who knows? Everybody can have their limits.
I
don't want to jinx them. But, you know, we're on the subject of coaches, and there was an interesting story that we both came across. Bill Belichick refuting Patriot owners Robert Kraft's assertion that it was a big risk to hire him as a coach, because I believe they actually traded a first-round pick to be able to hire him. So there is a little bit of legitimacy giving up a first-round pick, but still, because he had modest success at the time with the Browns.
Yeah.
But Bill Belichick fired back, maybe not knowing the full context, saying, "I was the one that took the risk. All my friends, probably talking about Bill Parcells, told me not to take it, that they were a flailing franchise, way over budget." What do you think when you see something like this, Fred, as far as a former owner, you know, coach combo that had such success, historic success? At least it's being perceived as like this rift and this tension. Apparently, you know, Belichick wrote a book and didn't include Kraft in it, so there's some tension.
All the egos start to fly, and Belichick stands on his merit. It's all a negotiation. Anything that a coach, a man is called in to talk to the owner of a football team, and he sits there and says, "What do you think about my team? What do you think about the weaknesses and the pros and the cons of what we want to do?" And certainly all of that is it falls under the column of Here's what I'll do for your team. I'll win, and here's how I'm going to do it. And most of the time, you're talking with coaches and owners who aren't that keen on knowing how to talk to a football coach like Bill Belichick. Right. And along that line, Kraft was known as a guy who could give the reins to a coach and feel confident that in doing so that it would be the right thing to do under all circumstances. But he's big, it says here, it was a big risk factor to hire the coach. It's not only a risk factor, you know, it can be a disaster or it can be a godsend, and like it was in this case. And I'm never surprised by what a coach thinks and what he does with his head coach, because it's all a moving pattern. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, you never can tell what's going to happen to your team. But you have to have a coach that is pliable, can remedy the problems at hand without choking in front of the team.
Yeah, Belichick did. He said multiple sources warned him about dysfunction in the Patriots organization. He demanded changes before accepting the job, but then they did go on to have historical success. So I want to ask both of you guys, if you have an answer, who would you think has the greater risk in a situation like that? I would probably have to side with Kraft on this one, because it's his money he's putting up. It's his team. Belichick, He hadn't won anything yet. So, I don't know. Is that even worthy of the conversation? Well, it just seems like a battle of egos right now.
Well, it is, and it will continue to be until someone puts a stop to it. And Belichick's just the guy to do it.
After his 4-13 season in 2023, and is he still with the Tar Heels, or does his girlfriend get him fired? Is he still there?
He's still there for the moment.
That's going to play out, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It'll be very interesting. Yeah, well, I think it also I think you're right. I think Kraft might have taken the bigger leap there just because he had to trade. But also when you're thinking about it nowadays, you have these organizations like I can't remember his name, but the Panthers owner right now. That just dysfunction has been for a long time. And if you go there, you might not get another chance. And maybe that's what Belichick's talking about. He's like, I was already a head coach. I was already on the Browns. So I could have probably tried and just build something there. And I went to remake this institution, the Patriots, into what he thought it could be. And if it didn't work out, he might have been out of the league and we wouldn't have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady like we did.
Right.
But things worked out the way they did. But everybody's taking risk when you're ahead of the football team.
That's the key word. Yeah. You're at risk. This is a high risk game and it's a high return game. Bill Belichick refutes Patriots owner Robert Kraft's assertion that it was a big risk to hire the coach. No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a revelation.
Let me ask you something, though, because this has been something that's always kind of boggled my mind, especially when it's like you're talking like two first-round picks, but when teams actually trade players or draft capital for coaches. You know, I think Sean Payton,
yeah,
he got
Sean
like
Payton
two first-round picks.
First and a second.
Right? First and second. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a huge investment. I would think that's a huge risk every time. Like, do you think coaches can really make – I mean – to make that much difference that people are willing to give that up?
Well, they do.
Yeah.
I mean,
did Denver trade picks for Peyton?
Yeah, they traded first and a second.
Yeah.
We couldn't remember if it was the Saints that had done it initially, but the draft.
Denver did it. Denver did it as well. They just now have their first, or the two first and a second, or something like that. Yeah.
How are they competitive after that Russell?
last year was just a miracle year, and now they just need to build on it. So we'll see how that goes, though.
Well, you know, there's these bullet points here on our notes. warnings and conditions. Belichick said multiple sources warned him about the dysfunction in the Patriots organization and that he demanded changes before accepting the job.
Right.
That's the key negotiation. Belichick, at this time, was the head coach at Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, so he's paid his dues. He knows what he wants as a head coach. He doesn't know if the guy he's dealing with, i.e. the owner of the team, is got his wits about him. So it's a negotiation, and it's going to be a confrontation. And once you get the job, you know, and you start winning, man, oh man, you better have when you walk down the hall to see your head coach, you better have your wool together, you know.
Right.
The crazy thing, this exact situation just happened again this year. Ben Johnson left the Lions,
right.
And said when he went to the Bears that he had conditions and they had to admit fault for the past couple of years of decision making. He had the owners and executives admit fault before he's like, you guys did all these things wrong and I want you to admit that so we can move on with my conditions and stuff. And that's why he was waiting for team control like that. So maybe he took a page out of Bill Belichick's book.
Wow. That's pretty ballsy. But
come up here and stand and look us in the eye and confess.
Maybe DeAndre Swift won't be a bad fantasy running back this year after all. We'll see. I got a question, too, because we got another story about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He just won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and then they traded him. And he has a theory about that. And I get in the conversations often with my friends about the Ravens. And a lot of people always talk about you need an alpha dog in the locker room. You need somebody that, you know, isn't going to take any smack. They used to love the former cornerback who we let go. Then he went to the Raiders, but Marcus Peters. And he would clash with coaches all the time. And he did have a fire. He was very emotional. He could uplift you with a big play. But then he can get a crucial penalty because he can't control his emotions. And when I hear somebody like C.J. Gardner-Johnson talking about they traded him because they were scared of a competitor, because, you know, during practice, he talked about in practice during the playoffs, he was going full throttle, even though it was up against his teammate, and then a little scuffle broke out, and he said, coaches didn't like that. I was too dog for them, so that's why they got rid of me. What do you think of that mentality? And from the fans and the players' perspective, obviously you're a player.
Well, the coaches run the show. And they got to get with him, and they have a team meeting, and just say, "Listen, we love your zest for playing, but you got to back off and let us talk to the team." And you do that by running great practices, and you do it by answering questions and doing the things necessary to form leadership. You don't want your coaches to be the leader of your team. You want the leadership to come from the doing of the players.
Have you played with guys like that who maybe got too out of line emotionally? Like, do you think it's good to have a player who is just all fire that can drum up emotion maybe when you need it, or can it just take you the other way and go sideways?
Well, both are true. It's just that you hope that, you know, we had a guy in New York that was great. He's a great guy. We loved him. And all he did was go up and down with his swinging his helmet on the sideline. And hey, Jim, please sit down. The game has not started yet.
The coaches like him?
Yeah, they liked him. I mean, he was a limited ball player, but he figured this is the only way I get to contribute is by getting behind my guys.
All right, more with Fred Dreyer here on CRN Talk, the Fred Dreyer Show. Be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn, along with Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer here on CRNTalk.com, 790 KABC, Saturday nights at 6 p.m., XM Sirius app 967, XM channel 203, Sirius channel 217, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, so don't miss us. And make sure you get your emails in the Fred. You can email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Go to thefreddreyershow.com if you missed anything. We got all our prior broadcasts on there. We were talking about a lot of things, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we have an interesting conversation in the break, calling himself, they can't handle the dog, but Corey pointed out he's been with five teams. But talking about dogs, what do you guys think when you hear, you know, there's so much animosity within sports, and we won't get too much into WNBA, but this kind of circles on that because apparently Shaquille O'Neal just threatened to punch RG3, Robert Griffin III, over comments he made about Angel Reese supposedly hating Caitlin Clark and posted a meme about it, and Shaquille is basically threatening him to punch him if he sees him, and there's people calling for a boxing match. What's this, Corey?
Yeah, they said that people in Shaq's camp are thinking about having a boxing match between Shaq and RG3, which would not win it. I don't think a boxing match with Shaq would end well for most people.
Probably not. Fred, we just had Lightning Strike, an Olympic bronze medalist, and we had Grace Kim have the most amazing finish in a women's major that I've ever seen. But we're wrapping up the show. We got a minute left. I'm getting married Friday. Do you have any advice?
Yes, take notes. As long as you can get away with it.
As long as I can get away with taking notes. That's not good advice, Fred. Come on, she's probably listening right now. What are you talking about?
Well, no, she's not going to eavesdrop on you, is she?
This is not eavesdropping. This is live. Everybody's listening.
No, it's going to be great. You don't need to take notes. She's a fabulous girl, and you're going to have a lot of fun in life.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Fred, it's always been an honor. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
Guys, again, go to FredDryerShow.com. Thank you. FredDryer@CRNTalk.com. Get your emails in. And again, you know where to catch us. Fred, any final words? 15 seconds.
Hope Mike Horn is feeling better up and at him. We appreciate his concern. And we will see him hopefully next time.
Amen. We second that. Guys, take care.